Blog Talk Radio. Violence in the Bay, Disorderly Conduct. It's Monday morning, or I'm sorry, Monday night, Tuesday morning for many of you. Thanks to Goofy Bone and Uncle Bobby for coming through early on here. Getting a really, really late start here. And trying to catch up to you guys. I know you guys are probably lit. I know Goofy Bone's lit. That cough is evidence, Goofy, that I'm trying to catch up to you. Yeah. So, oh my God, I feel like I'm going to hack for about 5 more minutes. In which case, I'm going to play a track and come back and tell you guys what's up. All right. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
And Vince in the Bay back here with you. We are live here on Blog Talk Radio, a.k.a. Disorderly. Wait, whoa. What's going on here? Sorry, I'm distracted, folks. Uncle Bobby pasted a website in here, myfreecams.com, and interesting site. Very interesting. I could see somebody getting distracted with this for a while. Apparently, this is what Bobby spends his free time doing, is perusing free or myfreecams.com. Maybe we can get them to be a sponsor of the show. Myfreecams.com. Good times over there. A lot of ladies over there. No, none of them naked, though. They all look pretty PG, as far as I can tell. So, you know, I just noticed that Blog Talk Radio is showing my show in the online, on-air shows now. I'm kind of wondering why that is. For a long time, I was sort of blackballed. My show wouldn't it would show up in the chat, list of the chats, but it wouldn't show up in the regular queue of online shows. And suddenly now it is. It appears in the queue of online shows. It shows me on the air. And it's kind of funny because now I have less listeners. How does that work? the past week of shows, I've gotten some pretty good ratings, especially for being pretty much underground. Oh, word of mouth, more or less. And I don't know if that has... Maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe they're like, well, this guy's show is getting hits, so maybe we should put him out there. I don't know. Well, whatever happened, I'm grateful that it transpired, and people will see my show in the queue of shows and find me and explore the universe with me here each and every night, right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. Big ups to early chatters Goofy Bone, One Angry Jew, and Uncle Bobby. And thanks again to Uncle Bobby for sharing myfreecams.com. That looks like something I might have some fun with later on. Getting a late start on the show today. Even later, considering I had to suck down a chonger right before I went on, and it handicapped me. I'm still a little tender from it. Can you hear that? Can you hear the raspiness in my voice? The hesitation in my speech? I'm waiting for another hacking episode to erupt. I tell ya. Good times, though. Getting some nasty... Oh, you know what? I have that stupid fucking myfreecams.com thing. I have so many windows open, and then I just start hearing noise, and it's that myfreecams.com. Some chick is topless, and she's chatting. I try to get her to watch, to come to my show, but I think she's got her own show going on right now. So, Uncle Bobby, you're in New York, right? Am I not mistaken? New Jersey, New York. Didn't your Giants play tonight? How's that turn out? I didn't see any of the games tonight. I saw part of the Ravens, like a split second of the Ravens game. It looked like it was pretty close. I got to catch up on that shit. I don't know what happened in football. All I know is the fucking Raiders lost again. But they, of course, had a chance to gain some ground on KC, and KC lost to San Diego, and now they're just kind of par for the course. Good old Raiders. Well, at least they're in contention. I can't knock them for that. At least they're, and at least we got a better record than the Niners. All right. You want them. You love them. Oh, yeah. Uncle Bobby. New Jersey. So does that make you a Jets fan or a Giants fan? Or does it matter, really? Or do you don't like either? All right. Let's get this guy on. One Angry Jew. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm not going to be on all that long. It deleted tonight's show. I think it backfired.
What?
I sent the Skype holes to everywhere but me. I did get some of them, but not much. Not the one I wanted, anyway.
Who's that, Snake?
Yeah. Yeah, Snake has a few notches on his belt.
Really?
Yeah, we'll kill a cop and you get a notch or two. Oh, wow. Did I say he was a cop killer? No. Oh. How about that?
That's impressive.
Yes. I'm not exactly sure what he's doing out in the open, but yeah.
Well, who says he's out in the open? I mean, he might just be locked up somewhere.
You know, that's an interesting theory you just put out. It could be. This could all be run from inside a prison.
Who knows?
How much sense does that make, though, if you think about it?
Mm-hmm.
It does, kind of, that, right?
Did you listen to Bill Wagoneer go off on him?
Yeah.
Bill Wagoneer was really good. I think that's the first time I've ever heard him.
What kind of microphone does he use that he gets such resonance?
I have no idea. You have to ask him. I actually thought he was distorting a lot when I was listening to him.
Well, he was yelling.
Yeah.
But when he was talking, the resonance was really good.
Oh, yeah, great. We have one angry Jew who doesn't care about sports and Uncle Bobby who doesn't care about sports.
No, I could care less.
Yeah, perfect.
In fact, if you really want to, you should call into Iconoclast Show. Because he's got Lady Sluggo on there, and she's discussing vaginas that she's eaten, vaginas that she wouldn't eat, and vaginas that she would like to eat.
That's interesting. She's never talked to me about that stuff.
Yeah, I was kind of interested in that, too, because I thought, you know, this is sort of a perfect thing for the Bay Show. But evidently she waited to take it to the gay guys.
That's interesting. Yeah, what's up with Iconoclast? All of a sudden, he's doing shows now.
That's kind of interesting. He had lesbians on there last night giving lurid details, which I...
Yeah, I listened to his show. It was great. I thought it was...
I wholeheartedly agree. I missed it. I'll have to listen to the archive.
Yeah. I had no idea. He's good. It kind of sucks that I'm doing a show at the same time as him, because I'd like to be listen to his show, and he used to come into my show all the time.
Well, and now Lady Slug is going everywhere. She sat in Debbie's show, and then now
she's
over
making the rounds. Lady Slug, she's making the rounds. Good for her.
She's spreading around.
She's got to schmooze the potential clientele, if you know what I mean.
Well, I don't think she's got any clientele over there.
Yeah, but I think overall, elevating her brand overall will help lead to more opportunities.
So what is it with Blog Talk Radio tonight? It seems to me it's just kind of blah.
There's people that would argue that it's pretty blah all the time. I don't know how blah you... I mean, we were just talking about Bill Wagoner, Joe. I didn't think that
Debbie.
Was blah.
Get Debbie to call in. Look, Debbie.
I didn't think Bill Wagoner's show was blah at all. I thought it was great.
No, Debbie was pretty good. Get Debbie to call in because...
Debbie went back to doing what Debbie does best.
Yeah,
and that was good. That was good to hear.
She's in your chat room.
And she is in my chat room. Thanks for coming through, Debbie Daly. Look at that. Debbie Daly, 128 live listeners tonight. That's amazing. Wow, I have the hardcore people in my chat right now. I have my producer, Amy, Ronnie Rucker, Deb Daly, Bone, Angry Jew, and Uncle Bobby. I'm sorry if we're putting you to sleep, Amy. Why don't you call in and I'll tell you a bedtime story.
Why don't you ever tell you a bedtime story?
Because I want to tell her a bedtime story?
I don't know if I want to hear your bedtime story. I think I'd rather hear her bedtime story.
Did I say anything about you being a part of any story?
But I'm not. Well, exactly. That's exactly right. Yes. Thank you.
This is great. I like to think of my show as the host's show. Kind of like the BTR host show. Like that's basically what I got.
Oh,
in my
sort of like
now.
A place where everybody who's working in restaurants goes to eat.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. I like that. That's much better. I mean, basically, I'm looking at my chat right now. You got Ronnie Rucker, Debbie Daly, Goofy Bone, One Angry Jew, and Uncle Bobby, all hosts of their own shows.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something.
Amy's my producer.
Vince,
huh?
I'm not so sure, because I haven't figured out yet whether I get more of a rise trolling or doing my own show. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, it's I honestly like being on other people's shows.
Well, trolling their shows. All right,
I think I like that better because it's usually never the same thing twice.
Right. That might be it. It's I must put it out there that I am a troll. And I am a liar.
I don't think you need to put any disclaimer out there for this audience. I think they all pretty much know that by now.
You think they all know I'm a troll and I'm a liar?
Yeah, I don't think.
But I'm denying the bedwetter charge, though. I'm not keeping that.
I hadn't heard of that charge. What was that charge about?
Snake, the cop killer bartender, does that. He says I'm a bedwetter.
All right, so we got a caller on the line here, 614. You're on the air.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, Amy. I thought that was you, but I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, it's me.
So what's going on, baby?
Nothing. I just had a long day, and I'm busy, but I can't sleep.
Yeah. Well,
it wasn't you putting me to sleep, silly.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's the watch. Here, let me open a fresh bottle of Chianti, and I will pour you a glass, and then I'll start giving you a back rub in just a minute. Want you to make sure you take completely disrobe, and Debbie Daly said, hold that thought, be right back. What thought? This thought I'm having right now?
I think it was the bedtime story thought.
Oh. Oh, does she have to get herself in position? Oh, I understand. No problem. Yeah, sure. Debbie, I'll give you some time, she's basically gotta sneak away from her husband so he doesn't hear her. That's fine. No problem. We'll give you some time, Debbie. So, Amy, how are the Blackhawks doing?
The Blackhawks.
The Red Wings.
Well, we went against Montreal and shoot, I can't think. But anyways, we lost today. We lost 5-0. It was pretty bad.
But overall, you guys are in the Western, right? The Western Division or Eastern? Western, right?
Who just said that?
Me.
Oh.
What? Did I sound different when I said that?
Yeah, you did, but I switched gears, like sides or whatever, you know? Oh. So, like, it sounded a little different, and I wasn't quite sure.
Oh, no, it's just you and me. And one angry Jew, but he's taking a break.
He's taking a break, or you muted him?
So the Red Wings are in first place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked at the Sharks. The Sharks have a winning record, and they're in last place.
Really?
Like, their entire conference, entire conference, there's like, it's like half the teams in the league. There's only two teams that have under 500 record.
Wow.
Sanity. So, do you, Amy, you've been listening to the show recently. Are you as sick as I am of this whole Debbie Daly, One Angry Jew feud?
Yeah, I think it's kind of silly.
Mm-hmm. I think at this point it's just kind of like, I think One
old
Angry
news.
Jew just kind of, yeah, it's totally old news, yeah. Yeah, I guess that's the best way to put it. But do you watch TV?
Not a whole lot.
Oh. So you haven't watched Sarah Palin's Alaska?
I saw like one episode of that.
Did you see?
My sister was watching it.
Did you see the one that they had the other night with Kate Plus 8 on it?
No. If I would have known that, I totally would have watched that.
Dude.
That would have been hilarious.
They're going to they'll replay it, but I don't know if you have On Demand or whatever. You can watch it on there. Anyways, I'm sure you could find it. You could probably find it on YouTube, too, but it was hilarious. Like, they found a way, like, to make there's just to make Sarah Palin way more likable. Like, like Sarah Palin comes up. Like, if you didn't like Sarah Palin before you saw that episode and you saw it, you'd probably end up liking her a little bit. You'd have to. It's just impossible.
Well, I never
What's that?
I never totally disliked her, Sarah Palin or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really funny when she said that she thought she could beat Obama, like, running for the next presidency. Like, I just thought that was really funny because there's no way.
Right. Well, I mean, she's not. What do you think she's going to say? You know, actually, I'd probably lose to Barack Obama. Of course she's going to say she's going to win. They always say they're going to win. John McCain thought he was going to win, or pretended like he thought he was going to win. I mean, they always pretend.
Yeah.
She's just milking it up. She's not running. She's just pretending like she's trying to keep it a mystery long enough to keep the spotlight on her. She can keep raking in the bucks. Although people are already accusing her of doing essentially getting free airtime, political ad airtime through this show. Like if you watch the show, it's really not politics doesn't really come into it at all, play into it at all. If they're doing something. If Sarah Palin is using this as a vehicle for her right-wing propaganda, it's so subtle that I can't detect it.
then she's brilliant.
it must be like fucking gamma rays that come out of the screen and and go into my brain, because there's nothing partisan about that show at all. It's just her family and people, a good chunk of people really, really like her a lot. Mm-hmm. Not enough to where, and I like her too. I wouldn't vote for her, but I like her. Mm-hmm. I like her family. I think Bristol's hot. If I was a 21-year-old kid, I'd be all over that. All her family's beautiful. If you watch the show, her family is just, you know, just a beautiful family. And the place that they live in is gorgeous. And Alaska is just, I mean, why would anybody give that up to inherit the problems that Barack Obama has right now?
Right.
Are you kidding me? She would have to be as retarded as people make her out to be to actually give that up to go run. She's got it made. She's the master of her. I've said it here a million times. Mm-hmm. She's master of her domain.
Definitely.
And I feel bad for Todd, though, her husband. I feel like he's just kind of like, he's just kind of grinning and bearing it and going with it. You know?
He's gone into the title of Sarah Palin's husband.
Exactly. He's like Mrs. Palin or whatever. And he's just, you could tell he's just like a normal guy that just wants to do his thing, and he's just like, fuck, my wife just won't shut the fuck up, you know?
Yeah.
God damn it, what the fuck was I thinking, you know?
Right.
He's like, but then he sees the paychecks, and he's just like, all right, let's let the bitch, let's see what she's got to say.
Right. Money talks.
Exactly. But let's bring one angry Jew in here. One angry Jew. What do you think? Have you been watching Sarah Palin's Alaska?
Oh, you mean I've been muted all this time?
Yes.
Okay. I'm curious how you managed to get an explicit rating on half of your podcasts in iTunes.
You found my thing in iTunes?
I think I found them in iTunes. Did you put them in iTunes?
Not on purpose, but I heard that there's a way that you can download BTR shows on iTunes. I don't know how, though.
Yeah, well, I just looked at it, and half of them have an explicit tag on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But half of them don't.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Well, there's out of the total amount of shows that there are, whatever number that is, 50% of those were explicit, and the other 50% were...
No, I know there were shows that I was on that were plenty explicit, but they're not marked, so.
Are you going to report me to the BTR police or something?
No, I'm just curious how they even got the explicit.
Are you
going to
take me down just like you took down Black Conservative and Debbie Daly?
Do you want to hear about that? Oh, Debbie Daly. Where is Debbie Daly? Was she out pooping? What's she doing?
You are so obsessed with Debbie Daly. You just can't. You just won't quit with the Debbie Daly, will you?
You brought her up. I didn't bring her up.
No, I brought her name up in a laundry list of other hosts' names that you have terrorized on this BTR network.
No, I trolled. I trolled them. I didn't terrorize them. I'm a troll.
Anything.
I'm a troll. No, I'm a troll, not a terrorist. There is a difference.
All right. You're right. There is a difference. So anyways, Sarah Palin, what do you think of her?
Clothed or naked?
Oh, my God.
Naked first.
Very attractive woman.
Have you seen her naked?
I
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would love to. I would love to see her naked. I would much prefer your naked clothes, if that's what you're asking. So obviously you're attracted to her, but you don't like her as a political figure, is what I'm detecting.
Well, what are my choices?
Well, I gave you I just asked you what you think of Sarah Palin. I gave you that was the only choice I gave you, was to answer the, to give me your thoughts on Sarah Palin. And then you said clothes are naked. So, okay, so naked, so now clothes. Yeah, so clothes. What do you think of Sarah Palin?
Just about what I thought about her naked. But she's all right. She's sort of going down the neocon path, but not completely. I haven't really given her all that much thought politically. Not until I don't know. I don't think that a Republican or a Democrat is going to save this country. A Republican and a Democrat is what screwed this country. So I don't think they're going to save it.
Absolutely correct answer. All right, but have you been watching her show? Have you seen her family? Her family's gorgeous, isn't it?
No. No, but the family's cute. Yeah.
You know who's going to be a hottie? You know who's going to be? You know who's going to break some hearts? Willow. Willow is going to. She is going to. There are going to be some boys. She's just going to take their hearts and like. Have you seen that? The Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, the second one.
Yeah, they're playing it right now.
Where the guy goes and he pulls the heart out of the guy's chest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what that Willow chick's going to do to like at least five guys before she's 20, 21.
They're going
to
be dark-skinned Indian guys all sweaty?
Possibly. Who knows? You never know. Like, be Haitian. Apparently she's on a trip to Haiti right now. And the press was going crazy because they found some picture of her getting her hair done allegedly in Haiti and people were all ready to jump on her about getting her hair done in Haiti, and it was just her daughter helping her pin up her hair while she was walking around in Haiti, you know? What the fuck? People can't just, like, let it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, Americans in general are stupid. So they're going to go and harp on all this crap, and it has nothing to do with anything. I don't want to get political because it's not a political show. Why are we talking about politics? Do I have to go back to the gay chat thing where they're talking about vaginas? You got two gay guys talking about vaginas, and you're in here in your show talking about politics.
Yeah, we're mixing it up.
Too much.
Well, I'm not even. I wasn't really. I was bringing up more Sarah Palin's Alaska, which I think is a phenomenal program. I would recommend it to everyone. Definitely if you're interested in keeping girls.
Well, can we change the topic to vaginas? That'll keep them.
I was talking about cute young girls which have vaginas attached to them. One Angry Joe.
Well, all right, I guess. I'm not feeling it.
All right, fine. I think I have something that you'll feel when Angry Joe.
All right.
I think I have exactly what you want.
Tell me.
All right, hang on a second. Yeah, I got to take this call. 972, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Debbie. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Debbie. How you doing?
I've got the little one here with me, so I don't know how long he's going to let me talk, but I'm on diaper duty tonight. Say hi. Can you say hi?
Yes, I can say hi. Hello. Hi.
He woke up because he's grabbing the microphone. What?
Oh, cool. He's already starting. He's already starting a broadcast.
Yeah, he's a little bitty one. He's only 10 months old. Well, he's 11 months old now. So I called in to say hi and see what's going on. What? Yeah, so what's going on with you guys? I just didn't want y'all to think I was ignoring y'all.
Oh, well, I was trying to get into it about Sarah Palin, but one angry Jew wants to talk about vaginas.
Ugh, vaginas.
So, I don't know. We're just kind of, we're in a tug of war battle here.
Hey, I was going to ask you, what did you think about that girl that lives in that town that she's the only resident in the town where they went hunting? Did y'all see that?
On the Sarah Palin's Alaska?
Mm-hmm.
Was that last episode?
Uh-huh, where she shot the caribou?
I missed that one. I've seen the first episode, and then I've seen this last one with K+8. I missed that one. I got to see that one.
Do you believe that that's the way they survive throughout the winter? Do you believe that they really, that's the way they eat, is they have to go and kill their own meat? Do y'all believe that?
Sure. If they don't, some of those people, if they live in some of those remote areas of Alaska, like, mm-hmm. Half the time, the places to go, they have the only way they can get there is by plane.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know, like there's this. They, you know how right after Sarah Palin said she could see Russia from her house, and people gave her a hard time about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing a spot on CNN. This guy went out to the spot, the island, where you can actually see Russia from Alaska. And he went out onto this rock. It's just this little rock. And there's like maybe a little shanty town of like, maybe like 40 or 50 villagers that live in this on this little like rock where there's like hardly any vegetation. And I don't think they have any running water, nothing like that. And when they dispose of their garbage, they just put their garbage in like plastic bags and dump it out into the sea. They're basically natives to this rock that's at the most western, or I guess it's technically the most eastern part of the United States.
Interesting to me because she did open up her freezer. You know, she's good looking. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, yeah. She's got a great body. She's a MILF.
Beautiful.
And a half.
Definitely a MILF. And she opened up her freezer and was like, well, we need some caribou, and I sure would love to get a moose and love to get this and maybe even a bear, you know. And I was like, dang. He's usually
yep.
This time of night, but we sort of got off schedule today, and he went to bed at 4 o'clock this afternoon. He was exhausted, so I don't know how long he's going to let me talk, but...
What's his name?
His name is, well, for privacy's sake, on the internet, we call him the Dominator.
The Dominator, all right.
And everybody nicknames him Dommy, so we call him Dommy.
All right,
Dommy.
All right, so Dominator, thanks for joining us here. Appreciate having you here with Debbie.
We can hear you.
Debbie Daly and the Dominator.
I have Spider-Man pajamas on. Tell One Angry Jew that you have Spider-Man pajamas on.
All right, let's put One Angry Jew on. One Angry Jew, are you ready for Debbie Daly?
Yeah, possibly.
All right. What happened if it's not on my show? You hung up.
I hung up?
Yeah, I think somehow... got disconnected or something. I was speaking to you and then I came back, you were gone.
You know, I think that's my fault, actually.
Oh, really?
I was on his show talking to him, and then he called into your show.
Uh-huh.
And I was just listening, and for some reason, like, he tried to press 1 to raise his hand in your chat, but it wouldn't raise his hand, so I pressed 1 on my phone, and it worked for some reason. So somehow he three-wayed into your show with me on his show, and somehow me dropping off disconnected the whole thing. I don't know.
Well, you and Chad.
What happened on Bill's show? Did he have a good show or not, or what was it? Did he get invaded by the trolls or what?
I listened to his show for a little while, and it was really good. I thought
can
it was
I
pretty...
answer that?
Yeah.
Bill shoved a plunger up the troll's ass is what he did.
He's been known to do that.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like Bill. I don't know. He's probably a, everybody says he's a horrible person, but
no, he's not. Bill's a good guy.
He's got a very good radio voice.
Yep, he sure does.
And a good microphone.
A very good microphone. Yep, he does. Me and Bill go way back. We've almost, I guess you could say, been on BTR together for a year. What, baby?
What is it with this BTR thing? First of all, the switchboard sucks. Why is it that when somebody calls you, it doesn't blink? It just sort of pops up there. And if you're not looking at it, you can very easily not see that somebody's on there if you've got several people on.
Oh, hang on. He's wanting down. I think it would be great if somebody like me who doesn't stay staring at her switchboard, what, baby? You want it down? What do you want? And I wish that something in my ear would go, call online, too. Call online. Or give me some kind of audible that I've got a call. Because
even a ding would work.
No, 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 no. Don't get in the trash. No, 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 no. Where are you going? Uh-oh. He's leaving the studio.
How old is the Dominator?
The Dominator is 11 months old. He started walking at 9 months old. The doctor said
wow.
It was a walking baby syndrome.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's adorable. No, don't wave bye-bye to me. You come here. You see me, baby. No, what happened is he's actually temporarily sleeping in the library. We've got his bed and everything set up in there. And I went in there to get a book after my show was over. Come here. And I just checked on him. And I looked, and his diaper wasn't on. I thought, what the hell? And his diaper had come off, and his bed was soaked. So Victor's in there right now redoing his bed. Come on. He wants back up. Come on, baby. Oh. Yeah, he walks and everything, but his mom is not married, so to speak. And she works full-time, and she goes to school full-time, and she doesn't have the assistance of a spouse. And so we help her out with the little one here. Anyway, so much for me.
Wow, that's great.
Well, I'm not patting myself on the back, but whatever. It's hard to be going through this again at our age. I mean, it's not like we're very old, but, hi.
No, as one angry Jew sits here with a 3.5-year-old.
Yeah, he's going to chase you, Vic, so just watch out. Here he comes. He's chasing you, just to let you know.
All right, suddenly it's become a kids' show.
And no wife.
Well, at least we're not talking about vaginas. Did you know that the electric...
Vaginas would be better.
We're talking about stuff that just came out of a vagina.
I don't know why we're not talking about vaginas.
Actually, she was lifted out, but... Okay, he was lifted out. But let's talk about Goofy Bone in the chat room.
What about Goofy Bone in the chat room?
It's a very rare occurrence around here. Goofy Bone doesn't go... Goofy is up late, I would assume. I love Goofy Bone.
No,
Goofy
he's
Bone
not. Goofy Bone is in the same town I'm in. Goofy Bone, he's around. I've seen Goofy Bone around a lot. He called into here one time, just like a couple days ago. We were doing a show with what was it? The Caramel Queen and all those and her crew.
Mhm. Mhm.
And Goofy Bone, it was me, Goofy Bone, VMAC, and I think One Angry Jew, and somebody else, and we were taking on, what's that Basic Bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Basic Bitch, and...
You guys have a problem with One Angry Jew, and you get all these people named Basic Bitch. What's the other one?
Carol Queen.
Right.
There's one that's, what is it? I forgot it. There's like three or four of them that I can't think of their names, but.
Oh no, that was a good show the other night where Basic Bitch came on and was talking about extraterrestrials.
Where was I? Where was I during that?
I don't know, man. I don't even know where I was. Seriously, I don't remember. I remember Basic Bitch coming on the show, but
I figured out what you
basically
need.
Is what
some kind of background. I downloaded a whole bunch of backgrounds. I don't know if I'll use them, but I have a background of people in a restaurant drinking, glasses clicking, and whatnot. I think you need something continuous like that in the background if we're gonna.
Why?
If we're just gonna sit here and discuss.
That's annoying, though.
No, that's, you know, I hate that.
You know what? I hate that when people get all gimmicky and they try to do like laughter.
No, it's not
clapping
gimmicky.
It's totally gimmicky. It's totally gimmicky, dude.
It would be as if you were in a restaurant or something. Well, I got Pat Metheny on the background. I had to cover the blanks.
Right. Well, you know, I've thought about doing music beds and stuff, but they just, I don't know. To me, they're just more distracting than anything, really. I have no problem with big empty pauses. Doesn't bother me. Nobody's paying me to do this, so I'm not worried about airtime or dead air.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm just kind of sitting here going through my iTunes, getting my podcasts going, adding podcasts. I figured it's easier keeping track of them in iTunes than anything else.
Yeah, One Angry Jew, you're kind of tweaking out there, man.
One Angry Jew, what can we do to settle this little war we have going, supposedly? I don't feel any animosity towards you. My voice is so low right now this time of night. I don't feel any animosity towards you. I just feel like you hold something against me, do you? Do you want to pass the peace pipe and get this over with, or what?
Well, all right, I'll tell you what. I'll take all my references of you out of my stuff, and you do the same.
You got it.
So this is like the peace accord. See, now you can say that you've done like the Rabin-Clinton peace accord type thing where they stand on the front of the White House.
Yeah, I'm like Bubba.
White House.
I'm Bubba.
Right.
All right, let's go get some interns. I love that they brought Bubba into that to the press conference the other day. That was so odd. That was classic. Like, did Saturday Night Live do a live show after that? Or maybe they're going to do one this week. They've got to spoof that. There's just no way. That's ripe for material right there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't agree with me, you know what?
What?
Boy, you're driving around town with the girl I love, and I like to fuck you. Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Mr. Maybacker, Disorderly Conduct Program. We got about 45 minutes. Let's go. Before I get back to my panel, I want to thank all of my listeners in the chat room. Chat room's moving pretty fast here. A lot of LOLs and FUs for that song. Anywho, I'll thank A-Monet28, Beneath Everything, D-Daily, Desert Rose, Goofy Bone, Guest 138, One Angry Jew, PD of LA, Southern New York Cindy? Yeah. Wow, Southern New York Cindy. Not familiar with your work. I lived in New York for a while. I lived in New York City, which technically is in Southern New York. I don't know if that is what you mean by Southern New York. It's kind of, I can't recall of, I've heard of East New York and Brooklyn, but not Southern New York. So you might have to edumacate me on that. And rounding out our listeners in the chat room, Tracy Gamore and TX Patriot 2010. Okie doke. So, we're moving on now. We've settled the beef. We've done the peace accords here, and we're moving forward. And we're trying to unmute people on the switchboard. All right, I'm back here with One Angry Jew. One Angry Jew. So, where do we go from here?
I'm cleaning up my blog talk stuff as we speak.
What do you mean you're cleaning up your blog talk stuff?
You know,
I'm removing all the disparaging remarks.
And I'm taking my poster that I throw darts at.
Wait, you guys are deleting your shows?
No.
Well, what else is there to get rid of? What else did you do?
I'm editing the shows.
I go and Debbie Daly this and all that stuff.
You can edit the show?
No, the words, Vinny.
No, the words that are indexed.
I have no idea what answer you're talking about.
Well, if somebody searches One Angry Jew, I assume that Debbie will stop coming up, and if somebody searches Debbie, I assume that I will stop coming up.
Yeah, you put me as one of your beta tags, so I did the same thing to you tonight.
I know, I saw that.
Maybe
okay.
I better cancel this email that I was going to send you that's in the draft folder before it accidentally goes out.
Maybe you should just send it.
Maybe I shouldn't.
So you sound like you're like Julian Assange. Didn't he threat? No, Debbie Daly. She had like this ultimate bomb, info bomb. She was gonna drop if the shit hit the fan. Isn't that what Julian Assange said? Is if he got taken into custody, he was gonna release some.
First of all, Julian Assange should not be in jail. And if the world sits around and allows that to happen, and allows him to sit in a British prison when there's no charge against him, you know, what the fuck is that about, really?
Well, they're supposedly extraditing him back to Switzerland, right, to face charges in Switzerland or whatever. Sweden.
He's not charged with anything.
I thought he was.
No, they never charged him. First of all, the first judge that looked at all of this stuff laughed and said, get it the fuck out of my courtroom. Now, I'm sure it came out like the Swedish chef on Sesame Street when he said it, you know, kind of like, doo, 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 doo. But it would amount to the same thing. The one of the women has CIA ties. She is a feminist something or other who writes blogs and books on how to use the legal system to screw men. And I'll say it again. She's got CIA ties. So this is all a setup. And if the world allows this to continue, I understand that Britain is getting the shit kicked out of them from the students, but most people don't even know. Do you know about that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I understand that they got things going on there, but he has no business being in a British prison or anywhere else. He's not been charged with anything. And as far as the American stuff, where the fuck did we come off that we turn around and say, you know what, our laws apply to Australians? I lived in Thailand for 3 years. The Thais do shit like that. They go and they pass laws, and then they file charges against people that don't even live in Thailand for speaking badly about their king. They can go fuck themselves, too.
So I still didn't get an answer from Southern New York City, Cindy. Where exactly in Southern New York? What does that mean? Southern New York.
Well, it could mean New York City, right?
Well, yeah, but they don't refer to it as Southern New York. Or maybe she's Cindy, who's a Southern girl who's in New York.
That's my vote.
And that makes her Southern New York Cindy.
Yeah, could be.
That's what I'm betting on. She's a Southern belle up in the big glitz and glam of New York City. That's right. Anyways, Mr. Rose, welcome to... What?
I said, why did she go up there?
That's what people said to me when I came, when I moved to New York City, and people said, where did you move here from? I'd say, I moved here from California. And they'd be like, what are you, fucking nuts?
Right, that's the stock response, by the way.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, well, I mean, I'd lived there my whole life. I kind of wanted to check out New York. They're like, everybody here wants to move there. Are you stupid?
Well,
I have bumper stickers in Texas that say, I wasn't born in Texas, but I got here as fast as I could.
Nice.
I don't have one, but I see them.
Did you enjoy New York City?
Did I?
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought it was great. I had a good time.
Me too.
Have you noticed that everybody in New York City is miserable?
Yeah, everybody's pissed off. It's cold. It's usually either cold as hell or hot as hell. It's dirty. It smells like urine. There's rats as big as horses.
Let me tell you something. There is nothing colder than a New York City block on a windy day because it's fucking long.
Mm-hmm.
But the people up there are miserable. More miserable than me, if you can believe it.
Yeah, no, they're. I don't know why people do that to themselves.
Well, that's why some of them live in Philadelphia.
Because all the other stuff that's there that the city offers trumps the weather.
I have everything that Philadelphia, the city offers, but I don't have to deal with all the crap in New York. And New York's got a lot of crap to deal with.
It does.
And plus, they're searching people going on the fucking subway. What's that about? You know, don't stop me in the middle of the street because I'm walking down the street and tell me you need to search my bags. Nope, sorry. Doesn't work that way.
I don't have to worry about that because I'm on the no-fly list. I'm a terrorist.
Really?
Hold on a second. I didn't put her on the no-fly list, just so everybody knows.
Yeah. No, somebody stole my ID in 2005. I was an ID theft. You know where they become me? There's three of me out there.
Uh-huh.
And
listen, I'm getting a visual of Fred Pliskin in drag.
With lipstick on?
Right, with lipstick on, smoking a cigarette, walking through down the concourse, whistling some catchy tune.
Dixie.
Yeah. In high heels. I'm not psychic or anything like that. That just came to me.
That was quite a picture.
Yeah. I think you should call the police immediately and have to check them out.
Okay, so we're taking your calls, 347-826-7667. It's Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host, Vincent the Bay. We've got a jumping chat room right now. I'm really stoked on everybody hanging out. And I'm also stoked that BTR is showing me on the regular queue of shows again.
You know what? On my Twitter, it says, what music are you listening to today, Debbie? Classic rock. Classic rock. Would you rather work at a large company or a small one? Neither. Who is the coolest person you know? Vince in the Bay.
Sweet.
Your favorite musician, Don Henley, blah, 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 blah.
That's funny. I answered the same thing in the questionnaire.
I'm a little dismayed that it wasn't me.
You're further down the list. Who's the person whose guts you hate the most right now?
Who's the person that hates me the most? Is that the question?
No. I don't know.
What did you ask?
Nothing. Never mind.
I didn't hear you because you're
there
going
was nothing
in and out.
Here. Yeah, I know. That's because I'm downloading porn at the same time I'm trying to do my stupid radio show. But I can't get a word in because there's this fucking Jew that won't shut the fuck up.
Oh, it's passed over from Debbie to Vince. Cool.
Whee!
Okay, I'm reloaded. You motherfuckers think you big time? Fucking with Jay-Z, you gonna die big time. Here come the pain.
G The number one question is, can the feds get him? I got vendettas and dice games against ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jetters. Take that with
hit ya, back split ya. Fuck fist fights, the lane scuffle. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most haters
can't fade it. While y'all pump, really, I run up and stunt city. Yeah, so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie, squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mob ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700s, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelets, frostbit. Ring two, niggas riding away, call me Igloo Stick. Who?
Hey, baby, shit, draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn, going out for all.
Marcy,
draws. Brooklyn represents y'all. Hit you for you crazy. Think a little bit of rhymes to play me. I'm from Marcy. I'm Varsity Chump. You're JV.
Trigger
JV.
Nigga, baby. My bedside flow's malicious. Delicious. Fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches. From 62 to gym stars. My mom's ditching. Graham chopping. Police there docking. D's at my door's knocking.
Yeah. Rocking. Yeah. No more mister. Nice guy. Switch the shit. The fuck back with the pistol. Blazing. Hot like Cajun. Hotter than even holding work at the Days Inn. With New York place outside.
Get up out of there.
Fuck your ride.
Keep your hands high. Shit gets steeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper. Frank Wright. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie. The bitch in the Shoney's told me you're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the place and hit six shots just in case.
Trying to do, made a fortune off Peru, extradite, China white, hair on, nigga please, like short sleeves, I been wrong, stay out away from here on,
clear,
gone,
me and Gutter had two spots, the two for $5 hits, the blue top, gotta go, Coolio, mean it's getting too hot, if they have twins, she probably have two top,
Time to separate the pros from the cons, the platinum from the bronze, that butter soft shit from that leather on the bond, a S1 diamond from my I-class dome, a Chardon sipper from a rosé, nigga, Brooklyn, sippin' on.
Cristal forever, play the crib when it's mink weather, the mafia keep cannons in they Mark Buchanan, usually Quattro Cinco, the shell sink flow, tossin' ya, mad slugs through your Nordic, I'm warning ya.
J.C. and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn.
To disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. I'm back. One Angry Jew is here. What's on your mind now, One Angry Jew?
Nothing. Just sitting here cleaning up my Blog Talk Radio. Well, you could throw in topics, though.
Okay.
I got comments on almost everything.
All right. What do you think of, you hear about No Label?
No.
Google No Label launch. It was today, I think. If you Google it in...
What is that supposed to be?
Google News. I'll tell you in a second. But Google No Label. And tell me what you find.
Feature request, No Label for Gmail. It's a Gmail thing, right? Find all unlabeled Gmail in the messages. Oh, I see. Okay.
All right, keep looking.
Well, help me out here. It is 4 o'clock, and I'm ready to pass out.
Oh, okay. So Bloomberg is trying to launch a new counter group to the Tea Party. But it's like his extreme centrist group, his AstroTurf group he's trying to create.
Right.
Called No Labels.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll work. It says Bloomberg. All right.
There you go. I got a Slate article for you. Check that out.
The group No Labels kicked off its first conference Monday. Charlie Crist in New York City. In New York. Charlie Crist and Mayor Bloomberg. I'm reading a Ben Smith article. Not left, not right, forward. Yeah, right. That's called the Libertarian Party. The idiots?
Yeah, but they're not, though. These are people that they want to tax and spend. And tax more and spend more and tax more and spend more. That's what the middle wants to do.
Let me tell you something.
The middle also wants to do not only the welfare state but also the warfare state. They want both.
I'm almost looking forward to the time when the American people finally have enough. But I don't think that there are enough bridges and trees to accommodate. Did you get that?
Thank you, very nice.
All right, good.
Yeah, my switchboard's all messed up.
I'm not real impressed with Blog Talk Radio. I'm not impressed with... I know I don't have a problem with bandwidth, especially this time of night. And meanwhile, the switchboard, I'm listening to people who are calling in on mobile phones, and they sound like crap. And it's... Mobile phones are either good or they're not connected.
Totally.
But they're sounding like the old analog phones. So it's Blog Talk Radio. It's not the phones. That's annoying. Who's left? Anybody left?
I think Debbie might have fallen asleep. I don't know.
No, I'm right here.
Oh, she's here. And Amy's still here. We're all still here, dude.
Yep.
Wow, everybody's quiet. Why?
I'm trying to look up this No Label stuff. And I need to get some water, so I'm going to play some music, actually. Because I am, my throat is extremely dry. And,
yeah. I'm out of here. I'm going to sleep.
All right, man. Thanks for coming through, One Angry Jew.
Man,
always a pleasure. One Angry Jew, once again... coming through, always a adventure when he calls in, no doubt about it. And with that, I'm going to continue with the double shot here of Jay-Z. We were talking about New York earlier. We played Brooklyn's Finest a second ago. Now we're going to go to Jay-Z's track that he's up for a Grammy with this track with featuring Alicia Keys. And I'm Vince in the Bay. This is Disorderly Conduct. If you want to join us here on the panel, we got 24 minutes left to go. 347-826-7667. I'll be right back. If this will play, I don't know. Is it playing? My God. I've totally lost control of my switchboard. Oh, you know why my throat is dry, Lady Slugga. Don't play dumb with me. Welcome to the program, Lady Slugga. It's nice to have you here. You just missed one angry Jew. He just dropped off the line. And it says that it's waiting for the host to call in, but I'm called in. I mean, I'm here. I can hear myself. Actually, Tracy Gamore, you're right. I do need to suck on some breasticles, then I'll be okay. You've got it. You nailed it. If you can help me out with that, Tracy, feel free to call in. The number is 347-826-7667. Lady Slug is going to be here in a second. That's great. Okay. We'll take a quick break here and be back with Lady Slugga. I'm going to go try to get some water and we'll do this. Stick around, 20 minutes to go, right here on Disorderly Conduct with Vince in the Bay, 347-826-7667. Okay, if this plays, it's not going to play, is it? Is it going to play? Yeah, I can't. My switchboard is just. You know what I need? I need either. Lady Slug is here. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Lady Slug, you want to take over my show for a second? I gotta go get some water. And I can't.
Yeah, water? Is all you're getting is water?
Yeah, I got a really dry mouth.
Dry mouth.
Yeah. Unless I can eat your pussy, if that
through the phone.
Yeah, why not?
You know I'm a good girl. Why am I gonna let anybody touch
you? You're a Rida. I know you're a Rida. I'm just kidding. Whatever.
I know you're kidding. I was kidding also.
Well, you know what? I was kidding about kidding, you know? I was serious.
He's so funny. Alright, so go get some water. I'll keep them busy in the chat room.
Okay, so I can't play any music. I'm trying to play music on my switchboard and it's just spinning. See, this is the curse of going this late at night is BTR just starts doing really weird shit. And I can't. PD of LA said, Vince, did you say pousse? Yes, I did. I pousse? Is that what it sounds like when I say it? I don't know. Pussy?
Wow, my phone is in it.
Yeah, BTR sucks cockola. That's why I cannot play Ola any music.